on reading. Books are to mankind what memory is to the individual. They contain the history of our race, the discoveries we have made, the accumulated knowledge and experience of ages. They picture for us the marvels and beauties of nature, help us in our difficulties, comfort us in sorrow and in suffering, change boredom into delight, store our minds with ideas, and fill them with good and happy thoughts which lift us out of and above ourselves. Books have often been compared to friends, but among our living companions, inexorable death often carries away the best and brightest. In books, on the contrary, time kills the bad and purifies the good. Many of those who have had, as we say, all that this world can give, have yet told us they owed much of their purest happiness to books. Macaulay had wealth and fame, rank and power, and yet he tells us in his biography that he owed the happiest hours of his life to books. In a charming letter to a little girl, he says, "Thank you for your very pretty letter. I am always glad to make my little girl happy, and nothing pleases me so much as to see that she likes books. For when she is as old as I am, she will find that they are better than all the tarts and cakes, toys and plays and sights in the world. If anyone would make me the greatest king that ever lived, with palaces and gardens and fine dinners, and wines and coaches and beautiful clothes, on condition that I should not read books, I would not be a king. I would rather be a poor man in a garret with plenty of books than a king who did not love reading." If a book does not interest us, it does not follow that the fault is in the book. There is a certain art in reading. Passive reading is of very little use. We must try to realize what we read. Everybody thinks he knows how to read and write, whereas very few people write well or really know how to read. It is not enough to run our eye listlessly or mechanically along the lines and turn over the leaves. We must endeavor to realize the scenes described and the persons who are mentioned, to picture them in the gallery of the imagination. The choice of books, like that of friends, is a serious duty. We are as responsible for what we read as for what we do.